historic Corpus Christi Cathedral in Corpus Christi, Texas. We invite you to celebrate with us the sacred mysteries, listening to God's Word, and partaking in spiritual communion. Welcome to the Holy Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. My sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Today we will pray the prayers for in the time of war and civil disturbance. O God, merciful and strong, who crush wars and cast down the proud, be pleased to banish violence swiftly from our midst and to wipe away all tears, so that we may all truly deserve to be called your children, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Sirach. When the sieve is shaken, the husks appear. So do one's fault when one speaks. As the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace, so in tribulation is the test of the just. The fruit of a tree shows the care it has had. So too does one's speech disclose the bent of one's mind. Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. The word of the Lord. Thank you.
not slumber. Behold, he who keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, when this which is corruptible clothes itself with incorruptibility, and this which is mortal clothes itself with immortality, then the word that is written shall come about. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, steadfast, always devoted to the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice a splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear a good fruit, for every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia,
begin with a letter that I have written to be read at all the parishes and the masses this weekend regarding the present situation in Ukraine. Dear brothers and sisters, at the advent of the tragic attack on Ukraine, we are staring into the face of evil and the horrors of war and civil disturbance. The victims of this heartbreaking tragedy are the people and the citizens of Ukraine. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has written to remind all of us, and in particular, calling upon world leaders, quote, to examine our consciences seriously before God, who is the God of peace and not of war, who is the Father of all, not just some, who wants us to be brothers and sisters, not enemies. You and I may feel that we are helpless in the face of such an overwhelming situation, but we are not. If we have faith, we know that prayer is our first strength and our hope. Joining our voices in prayer on earth in a harmony of trust, the Father of power and peace will hear our pleading. I ask all of us in the Diocese of Corpus Christi to respond to the request of Pope Francis to offer our prayers and fasting this Ash Wednesday for the end of the injustice and the war in Ukraine. Lent is our time of prayer and fasting for our ongoing conversion. This year, as we fast and praise and pray, let's turn our minds and hearts towards our brothers and sisters in the human family who are living in fear and uncertainty for their future. Let us not forget them in the coming days and in the weeks of Lent. As a parish, or in your families, or in your personal prayers, please remember the elderly, poor, marginalized, and all those families who are affected by this war in Ukraine. To contribute to a new culture of peace, let's be reconciled in our own relationships and pray for peace, entrusting the world to the Prince of Peace. As we begin Mass, when we use the first form of the penitential rite, we pray what we call the Confiteor. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. And we mention three areas of our sin: in our thoughts, in our words, and in our deeds. Thoughts, words, and deeds. Sin is not some kind of an abstract. It's real. And it functions in our mind, it functions on our lips, and in our actions. And Jesus addresses these three areas of sin today in the gospel. St. Luke seems to muddle it up a little bit and change things around. But if you look at it again, there are three areas: in our thoughts, in our words, and our deeds. The way we look at each other, first of all. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother or sister's eye, but you do not look at the plank in your own eye? Some call Jesus a bit of a comedian with this. Can you imagine if you were to draw that, what that would look like, a plank and a splinter? But he brings out a point, and I think if all of us are honest with ourselves, we find that sometimes. Maybe it's a permanent situation, but off and on we do see that we're very prone to look at the little things in other people's lives which we can criticize, and we forget our own faults, our own sins, our own thoughtful sins that turn against another person. If we look at it honestly, that reveals to us something about ourselves. It's easy to look for those little difficulties or those little defects or those little offenses in other people when we have become self-righteous. I'm okay, you're not. Remember that book in the 70s or 60s, I'm okay, you're okay? This attitude is, I'm okay, you're not. And we have to examine ourselves. And Lent is the best time to do that, because Lent is about conversion. If we live those moments of I'm okay and you're not, you've got splinters in your eyes. Let's look at our self-justification. What filters are we using in our life to look at the faults of others, to criticize others? And I'm not going to list them because I want you to do that. I can look at that myself. The filters through which we see life. What has formed our mentality? What forms our mind to look at those things that maybe disturb me, maybe that make me uncomfortable, make me critical? We all come from somewhere. We all come from a certain way of seeing things. And that way of seeing things, that perspective on life that we have, can easily cause us to look at the faults of others, or as Jesus says, even the splinters in the other person. And so Jesus considers us hypocrites. He continues, How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter from your eye," when you don't even see the plank in your own, the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. To have that kind of a spirit in life means we need a conversion. And why the conversion? Because we have to look at, how does God see me? How does God see me, or how does God see you? That's the conversion. Once we spend time with that, and Lent is the time to do that, a special time, to spend time in prayer and quiet, prayer and fasting, and just say, "Father, how do you see me?" That's the examination of conscience. Not by the law, "I didn't do that, I did that, I didn't do that, I did." How does God see me? And if we're honest, and children of God and children of the gospel, we'll see that God is merciful on us. And it's because of his mercy that we want to change. It's because he loves us so much, and even in our human relationships, when someone loves you so much and you know they love you, you're less likely to offend them or to look for the splinters. When we understand how much God loves us, that's our conversion. I don't have all the answers. I don't want to have all the answers. But God's love in us can help bring us to take the plank away from our eyes, because his mercy takes it away in order not to see the little things in other people's lives. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye. You will be a help to your brother or sister by removing the plank first. And so if it is self-justification that brings us to criticize and to look for the wrong in others, it will be humility. The humility, the humbleness of life that will keep us in touch with our own strengths and weaknesses, and above all, keep us anchored in the mercy of God. We all look at the evils around us, the wars, civil disturbance, the secularism, and all the other isms. And we really wonder, how is all this going to happen? Again, the Christian is never defeated because of his or her trust in the Lord. I follow a pastor, a Presbyterian pastor, I believe, who's long deceased now, in his commentaries of the gospel, beautiful pastoral. And he wrote that we will never defeat, he spoke of communism and other civil movements or secularism, we'll never defeat all that by writing books or attending conferences and joining discussion groups. The only way to prove the superiority of Christianity is to show by our lives that Christianity produces better men and women, better children. The gospel produces children of God. And so if we're going to be real in our commitment to be Catholic, to be Christian, then we must look at these words of Jesus seriously and allow them to have an effect in our lives. Do not be afraid to say, "Yes, I look at everyone's splinter. But Lord, take the plank from my eye." That's prayer. That's conversion. That's what's needed this Lent, especially in the way that we are seeing the world turning today. And so, good lives produces good fruits. About speech, Jesus speaks of a good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of the store of evil, from the fullness of his heart, he speaks. When our heart is full of judgment, when our heart is full of wrong and evil, comes right out of our mouth. And we know 100 years ago that was restricted to a few people, what they heard from us. Now it goes around the world. It destroys. And so when we find ourselves with evil talk, evil judgments, and spreading those around, we have to stand in front of Almighty God. Because when we talk about another person, when we tweet about another person, or whatever either other means we use about another person, we are doing so about a child of God, no matter who they are, a child of God. We may say in our horrible situation that, well, they deserve it. Stand in front of Almighty God and say they deserve it. Let us allow ourselves to be affected greatly during this Lenten time by God's mercy. Stand in front of Him during these 40 days that are upon us and look at ourselves. Are we self-righteous? Is that plank in our eye? Do we speak loosely and poorly about others? And do our actions show to whom we belong, to good or to evil? Let us place ourselves in front of Almighty God this Lent, ask for a conversion of heart, a conversion of mind, and above all, a conversion of our actions. We profess a faith, and we stand now to do so. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gratitude for God's wisdom passed on to us through the words of the Scriptures, we now turn to the font of wisdom with our needs and the needs of the world.
For all those affected by the fighting in Ukraine, for those who have lost lives, loved ones, and homes, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the dignity of every person and the sovereignty of every nation, for they are the work of your creation, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of nations, that they may seek diplomatic solutions to conflict and war, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church in Ukraine, that the people of God may be free to worship in peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our allies and our enemies, that God may guide them to the way of peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the courage to demand an end to war and for the grace to work toward it, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
We pray for the intentions of this Mass. We pray for birthday blessings upon Janie Garza and Mark Joseph Zamora. And we pray for the internal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family,
Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Yomeda Gonzalez, and Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias. We pray to the Lord. And for all those prayers and intentions, we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Gracious God, in making us in your image and likeness, you have given us the ability to seek wisdom. Help us to realize that wisdom and apply it in our own lives and in the life of our world. May we bear good fruit. We ask you to grant this through Christ our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be mindful, Lord, that your Son, who himself is peace, has destroyed our hatreds by his blood. Look in mercy on our evil deeds and grant that to those whom you love, this sacrifice may restore peace and tranquility. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father of mercies and faithful God. For you have given us Jesus Christ, your Son, as our Lord and Redeemer. He always showed compassion for children and for the poor, for the sick and for sinners. And he became a neighbor to the oppressed and the afflicted. By word and deed, he announced to the world that you are our Father and that you care for all your sons and daughters. And so with all the angels and saints, we exalt and bless your name and sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of
peace. This mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ bring eternal life to us who receive it.
You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.